Welcome to the Stuttering John Show. I have been trying to figure out how to make my microphone work. Somebody tweeted me and said, John, you sound like you're, you know, in a cathedral. And I realized that the microphone, the Sennheiser that I paid $1,000 for, is not somehow registering with Audacity where and when I record this. So I apologize that it still is coming from my source audio, which is my computer audio. But let's get to more important things. I am drinking, and I have been drinking, only because I went and met with my agents today, my new agents, and then I went by my favorite pub on the way home, which is the great Pickwick Pub in Woodland Hills, and that's where I hang out. Any day at 4 o'clock, if you want to come by, kick my ass, debate me on anything, go by Pickwick Pub, and I will be there in Woodland Hills at 4 o'clock. I told you I recently ran into Denise Richards there. I've hung out with McLovin there, and John Ashton from Beverly Hills Cop and Midnight Run fame. It is a nice little quaint English pub, and I hang out with my buddies, a lot of them from England, and we hang out, drink, and bet on anything. And that is what I do at 4 o'clock normally on a day when I'm not working. Now, I'm sure anybody in Florida is coming to my show at the Black Box in Boca Raton, what is it, June 22nd, 23rd, but I will be there, and please come and support the one and only Stuttering John. A lot to talk about today, a lot of things going on, but first let me just say, I am in the process right now. I just bought my skinned chicken thighs. For any of you foodies out there, I like to cook. I make the best beer can chicken. I make sauerbraten. I make Italian gravy or sauce, depending on where your family was from. And I also, I like to bake chicken now. It's my new kick. So I got my 4 chicken thighs. Soon I will put some salt, pepper, some rosemary, maybe a little thyme, some olive oil, and put it in my Pyrex 14-inch plate and bake them for 28 minutes at 400 to make my chicken. I got some peas, make some brown rice, and of course, I got a lemon to squeeze on the brown rice because I like the taste of lemon. And I'll be doing that. Yes, I know I sound a little drunk, and it's probably because I'm very upset with the election today. Why? Because my name wasn't on the fucking ballot. Now, I know I did it pretty much as a goof, but I still wanted my name on the ballot. And it's not there. So we have to wait 4 years for the next time. Hopefully by then, I will really, really pursue this. What else can I tell you, my people, my fans, all two of you? Ryan Sharman, of course, one of my biggest fans on Twitter. I met with a showrunner yesterday. Now, I don't know if you know what a showrunner is, but a showrunner is a guy that could sell shows. So, like my friend Danny Zuka, who I'm supposed to have lunch with, who is the showrunner for Modern Family, at least he is now. He is, I think, the head writer or producer of Modern Family. Danny Zuka, believe it or not, used to intern at the Howard Stern Show. And for some reason, he still maintains a friendship with Baba Booey. And we all can't understand why anybody would maintain a friendship with Bob. I'm only kidding. I love Gary. He's just a fucking clod. But Yeah, so like Danny Zuko's a showrunner. So I met with my show, well, this guy that wants to run my show. And what that means is it'll be the show of me doing the interviews again. And, you know, yeah, you could say, you know, that was, and look, I'll thank Howard at the end of every show or in the beginning and say, yeah, he had the idea to have me come out and, you know, do it to celebrities. But again, it's been my personality for all my life. And I've already told you, and it's in Howard's book and on my fourth and fifth grade report card, my, you know, my teacher wrote, John tends to ask outrageous questions, outrageous and penetrating questions in class, and stutters when excited. It's always been who I am, and Howard can't own my personality. Sorry. I mean, you know, you made a lot of money, you know, off of the contributions of guys like me and Jackie and Artie and Billy. And it's okay. I could, I'm bringing this back partially to promote my book, which comes out October 16th. Easy for you to say. And then also because I realize it's what I enjoy doing. I like asking penetrating questions, and I'm not going to stop. So that's that. There are a lot of things that we have to talk about. Just drank my wine, my $10 bottle of wine, $11, whatever. My fucking cat litter costs more than my fucking wine. Put it that way. Fucking cats. Anyway, hopefully I'm going to sell this show. There's got different nuances to the whole thing, but I think you guys will enjoy it. But let's get into some of the topics. And you know what? First, I have to start with my good buddy, Artie Lang. Now, if any of you have seen the picture of Artie Lang in court, I saw it today. Somebody posted it on Facebook. And I have to say, to all of you, I'm extremely concerned. The guy's nose, seriously, it looks awful. Somebody wrote on my Facebook, it's like he borrowed Yucko the Clown's nose. And it is upsetting to somebody who I know, I've said I don't like him, but I do love him, and his nose in this courtroom picture is so bad, that I don't even know how to respond. I just know that Artie is on the way out, and it's sad to me. Now, yes, I've been drinking, so even though that usually brings on an emotional thing, but I won't get choked up. But it's sad. So all I could do is I tweeted Artie today. Well, actually, I tweeted a few days ago because Artie started tweeting, you know, I don't know if I could get off the shit, but, you know, maybe people can learn from me. You know what, Artie? You could do it. You could do it, okay? You don't have to fucking be this fucking dedicated to a drug. And, you know, I posted, I tweeted and said, you know, they say that stopping smoking is harder than, you know, stopping heroin. And, of course, the haters went on Twitter, the trolls, and started, like, beat me up about it. And I'm like, why you beat me up about it? They're like, that's not true. Who's ever said that? So then I had to go and Google the same thing, you know, cigarettes harder to get over than heroin. Sure enough, a billion things came out. One from the New York Times, which exactly that title. And then I fucking, you know, tweeted back to the assholes who don't have the intelligence to know that it's a known saying. And then they have to pivot and try and change the argument. The truth is, and I already, I know you're not listening, but the thing that I did to stop smoking is to picture myself before I ever picked up a cigarette. I never started smoking until I was like 35, when I started doing stand-up on my first comedy tour with Jim Norton, Modi, and Melrose, Larry Green. And I started smoking, but before that I never smoked. I was so against it, it was not even funny. I would get mad at any of my friends who smoked, and I would preach to them. I know, it's annoying, but I would preach to them about the evils of smoking. Well, I ultimately thought it went well with beer, and I started smoking. And what I did to stop smoking cigarettes is I started to just remember how it was when a beer was enough, and you didn't need fucking this pacifier in your mouth. Like, you didn't need this fucking shit fucking going into your lungs. And it took a little strength, and it took a little while, but, I stopped. In fact, on the 9th will be 5 months, but I will say, when I was doing stand-up at the Ha Ha Holiday Inn in Victorville, I wanted to see. So I went out because, they had the patio in fucking Victorville, for all people who are not in California, is also known as Victimville. But it is the dregs of California. Great people. I hung out, but when we got to the fucking bar, the guy out front had a bulletproof vest and a Glock. And he was the manager. And he told me he doubles as security. That's how bad Victimville is. Victimville. And I said, you know what, let me see if I could even get through a cigarette. I wanted to see if my success has been a success. Because I had quit for over a year before, and then I was in Vegas and some fucking guy was smoking while I was talking to him. After a while, I finally said, give me a cigarette. And I caved. This time, though, I did take 5 dregs. I know it's 5 because I'm OCD, and that's how everything is fucking numerically fucking organized in my head. And I hated it. Hated it. And I put it down on the floor. Still a pretty fresh cigarette. Stepped on it, and that was it. And it's just one of those things that, it is a hard thing to stop smoking tobacco, because I'll never quit weed. I mean, who would? But I did it. So I tweeted, Artie, just picture before, your life before you ever did heroin. Because it's not the cocaine. Cocaine's not that addictive. Like, you don't, and I could be wrong, I'm not saying I'm a fucking, drug therapist, but coke, I'll do coke every now and then. And I don't have the desire every day to do coke. But what it sounds like about heroin, at least from Artie's point of view, is that you got it. It's like there's no other life than doing that. And that's why I tweeted what I did. I said, Artie, picture your life before you started heroin. Picture your goals and your dreams, what you wanted, and how you could, in those days, who knows, if you have a beer, you could have a beer, and even a cigarette, fine. It's better than the alternative, which is heroin. So that's all I tweeted. And then, of course, I got all the assholes. People are just, they just want to be assholes. And I know a lot of you guys are, whoever tweets me are like the remaining Anthony Cumia fans that he has, but they do, and they'll set up fake accounts and troll me. But finally today, after seeing Artie's nose, I just tweeted him and said, look, you know what? I love you. I'm praying for you. I know you've been a fucking piece of shit to me, but you're a funny guy, and you can beat it. But, you know, I read Artie's tweets saying, you know, he could be an example or something like that. Artie, stop fucking thinking you're going to be an example and maybe fucking take some responsibility and just get off the shit. The judge gave him 4 months. I mean, not 4 months, 4 years of probation. And Artie doesn't think he could do it. And you know what? Unfortunately, I don't think he can either. All right, let's get to some of your tweets, because I want to make my chicken. I'm fucking starving. So far today, all I ate was an apple, a chocolate chip M&M cookie, and fucking a piece of licorice. I forget, because in L.A., like in New York, you have Twizzlers. In L.A., we had the other one. I can't remember. Fucking Red Twists or what. I don't know. But they had that at the agent's office, and I had to grab one because that's what we used to eat on the Tonight Show. All right, here we go with your questions. Let's do it. Let's see. Oh, my book is coming out October 16th. And, of course, you know, it's called Easy For You To Say. And the pre-orders are available on Amazon. Jimmy Driscoll writes, great title, I agree. And to be quite honest with you, the title was from my friend Rob Young, who was one of the drop-in guys, which I'll read in my book about drop-ins, but we were me, Troy, Thomas, and Rob Young were the three guys that provided all the video jokes, pretty much all, Dave Rogowski every once in a while. But we provided most of the video jokes on the Tonight Show. And Rob Young is a genius, pretty much. And he wrote for David Letterman, and he's my good buddy, and he came up with the title, Easy For You To Say. So, Jimmy, I know it's a great title. I had From Morning to Night, but my friend Rob trumped me. Easy For You To Say it is. Of course, Michael at Ace, or Ass, which is what I would say, 122668, which is one of those troll accounts. I mean, who has that? At Ace, 122668. I mean, you know it's a troll. And he writes, Dear Lord, and then he CCs Anthony Cumia, because he wants to, like, oh, it's because I tweeted, don't forget to write in my name. For senator. That's why I didn't vote, because I'm in protest, because my name was not on the ballot. Anyway, fuck you, Michael, at Ace, or whatever. You can try and drum up some drama with me and Anthony Cumia, but, you know, I could give a frog's fat ass about Anthony Cumia. Fredzo, Fred Corson, 34. How many of the former Stern staffers are banned from serious names? Well, Fredzo, first of all, I want to say upset that your avatar is a Boston Red Sox fucking picture. And I'm not a big fan of the Red Sox. Obviously, I'm a Yankees fan. They won today. They're close to having the best record in baseball. You guys still are up by a game, but hopefully you lose today. But you're not going to, because it looks like you're winning. Fuck the Red Sox. Anyway. How many of the former Stern staffers are banned? Let's see, there's me, Jackie, Artie, Grillo, Casey, then there's Gilbert and Lisa Lampanelli. Those are the ones I know for sure. You know, I couldn't tell you. I know Grillo, Gilbert never was an employee and Lisa Lampanelli wasn't, but I'm pretty sure they're banned as well. There is a ban list that I'm trying to get to put in my book, but I guess whoever was supposed to send me this shit got cold feet. Didn't they get a little nervous over there? So Dismal Abysmal at Dismal Abysmal with his thumbs up avatar asked me, do you still get checks from the movie Airheads? It's so funny, dude. I just got one for $10.22 and I will be depositing that tomorrow. So let's see what else we got. I'm going to go through these and I'm going to start fucking cooking. I just pulled that one up. Oh! When I posted that that my book will come out October 16th, Yankee Gio at Yankee Giovanni C says it'll be on the clearance rack by the 17th. His attempt at humor. Phil Bake at 701-8586. Who has these fucking names? It's got to be fake. And he doesn't have an avatar picture, so it's probably bullshit. But he says, what TV radio programs are going to let you promote your book on their show? I'm trying to get on everything, and I will do my best. Okay, let's go to the next one. Asshole here wrote something. Oh, when I asked him to listen to my podcast about my book, he wrote, no, I got to remember to block him at asshole _ here. Look, it's not like I want to block people. There's so many trolls out there. I just get tired of it, you know? It's like, all right. Oh, I said, hey, Californians, don't forget to write me an email for Senator today and asshole here wrote no. I don't have a time for it, you know? I was an entertaining part of the Stern Show, and I don't care if you don't have respect, but I'm not gonna do it. Pete at Spent Foo writes, highest drunkest guest you ever encountered while working on the Tonight Show. You know, I never ever encountered somebody that was high or drunk, and I wasn't. I always waited till after the show. I don't recall. I know David Spade always had them deliver him chicken. Gilbert, of course, asked for two meals so he could fucking take one home with him because the guy's the cheapest fuck in the world. But I can't really. I know Quentin Tarantino was really drunk. That was before I was there. It's funny, I'm trying to get my voiceover real, and I went on YouTube to try and find some of my announcers. I found one. It was my first day, which was probably my worst announce. I started getting a lot better at it as time went along. All right, let's see. Joseph Zotti writes, whatever happened to Cabby? You in touch at all? I have never heard from Cabby. I thought he went to jail for tax evasion, but I could be wrong. But I have never heard from him. Mark Savage at MC Savage 24. Son of John, you're going to be reading the audiobook. Sometimes they get the wrong people and it's unbearable. Mark, rest assured, I will be reading it and it will be a box set. Okay, I've done that joke before, I know. Stuttering John, are you going to extend for an hour to two? I don't know, maybe that was a joke or a podcast. John at John Source 91. I'm looking forward to your book. I love to hear about that nasty fight between you and Gary where he felt you were least important to the show. That's the one thing I don't know what he's talking about. I mean, for Baba Booey to think anyone's less important to the show than himself is ridiculous. But, I was a good part of the show. I'm not saying I was the most important, but I certainly wasn't the least important. I can think of a few names that were even a lot less important. Amon Cower at 4 a.m. ZZZ 90. You think Howard cheated on Allison? I don't think Howard cheated on Allison. I know we had our scores party, and I know I got knee jobs, which is when the stripper puts her knee into your crotch and rubs your dick until you come. I've told my ex-wife, and I told her when we were married that that would happen, but And she wasn't that upset. I mean, it's over the pants. That's what I got. I don't know, and I can't speak, obviously, for what Howard did at those Scars parties. It was very dark, and I don't need a lawsuit. RJM818 at Bees02. Make sure you spell his name right here, really stupid. Oh, that's for the senator thing, yeah. People don't realize, you call me Harold Stupid, it's an homage to me. I'm happy about it. The only reason I've been called Hero of the Stupid is because when me and Robin Quivers were on the street and all the blue-collar workers recognized me over her, they started yelling Hero of the Stupid. So if I could, you know, look, I'm from a blue-collar family. To me, that's a compliment that the blue-collar workers knew me more than her. Now I'm reading Artie Lang's tweets. This is what Artie Lang wrote. Also the prosecutor, Tony is a good man. I truly feel he wants the best for me. He was doing his job. His words were heard loud and clear. I thank him as well as my lawyer, Frank Arleo. Two good men and a woman on the bench who commands respect. She has mine. Stay tuned, guys. Peace. Then Artie writes, The judge was very fair, but 4 years probation is a long time. Probation. I am going to try my best. If I end up in jail for years, let my life be a lesson to you kids battling heroin. First of all, Artie, I'm pretty sure there's not that many kids battling heroin. I had everything and more. I traded it for powder. Don't make that mistake. You're better than that, and I love you. Yeah, Artie, again, don't give up on yourself. I have a feeling you will, and whatever. I want to say it's a weakness, but I like drinking, but I don't drink, to the point where, I'll have some beers at the pub. I've been drinking since I started this podcast, one glass of wine, and I'm not even halfway done with it. But that's about it. I mean, weed every now and then, coke every now and then. All right, here we go. New NJ Giant Fan 84. Do you think Artie can make it 4 years and stay out of jail? What's your opinion on the Roseanne situation? I don't know if Artie can make it 4 years alive. As sad as it is, I don't think Artie's going to make it 4 years, even alive. Stay out of jail? Never. I think Artie will kill himself before he goes to jail. And I hope that's not the case, because I love Artie. I remember when Artie and I went jogging. I took Artie jogging around Washington Square Park, which is down in the Village of Manhattan. And Artie ran in his jeans, or whatever those cargo pants he wears. And he made it like one lap, which I think is a half mile, and then he stopped. I, of course, did my 2 miles or 4 miles, because everything's in numbers with me, because I'm a fucking OCD fucking ridden nut job. What's your opinion on the Roseanne situation? Roseanne's an asshole. I know she's crazy. Look, I've hung out with Roseanne. She's a sweet woman. But come on. In this day and age, comparing an African-American to an ape, it's completely wrong. I mean, I could see Anthony Cumia doing that, but nobody knows or cares about him anyway. But Roseanne, you blew it. What is that? The Robert De Niro, you blew it! You had a rebirth in your popularity, and you fucked it up by being a racist. But you're a Trump fan, and God knows how many racist things Trump has said, you're just sounding like him. So go back into obscurity. You can join me in obscurity. What makes Howard the best is from... you're the Giant fan. What makes Howard the best interviewer around? what separates him from the rest. You know, Howard is just a charismatic guy. He really is. Probably the top 10 broadcasters of our generation. You know, there's a likability. You're in on his dilemma. You're in on his life. Now, again, I don't know about his life now. But in those days, you just wanted to listen to him. And what separates him from the rest? Honesty. And not giving a fuck, I guess. Of the guys you know on the current staff, who is the unsung hero? The guy who keeps the show going and never gets the credit. What about when you work there? The unsung hero. I don't know, New Jersey or NJ Giant Fan 84. Now I have no idea. Sal disappointed me. I thought he was going to be busting Gary's balls, but I don't even know if that's allowed anymore because Gary's such a fragile little baby. I don't think he would allow that, but we'll see. All right. Yankee Geo, who's just the guy who got a block. He hasn't gotten the green light from Jay the Chin Leno yet about the book. Can we pre-order? Yes, you can. Go to Amazon. It's from Jack Parrow at Grip 642. Just trying to buzz through these because I want to fucking drink more and make some chicken. Fuck, marry, a kill from John Van Houten. Dana, Susanna, and Madonna. That's a tough one. First of all, I couldn't kill my ex-wife. But if it was between Dana and Madonna, I'd fuck Madonna and I'd marry Dana. Again, I wouldn't kill my ex-wife. I already fucked her. And I already married her. It wouldn't make any sense, John. Why don't I... Oh, everyone's upset. Not everyone. People are upset that I didn't update. Jared W. Tracy says, why didn't you update your profile pic? I don't know, man. What do you think, I fucking give a shit about what my fucking picture looks like? Alright, we're going through these. Ryan Charman. I love that guy. At Ryan _ Charman. He posted a picture of my t-shirt when I was running for senator. Whatever, man. It didn't happen this time around. Maybe one day. John Melendez for U.S. Senate 2008 time. Thank you, Ryan. We're almost done here. Kate Spade is dead and you're podcasting. How dare you? From Matt R. Allen. What the fuck? I don't even know. I know she was a designer. It's sad she committed suicide. Brandon at Politics and High Tech. I'll get rid of him. Tree fell in the woods today. Rod Stiffington. I love him because he has a picture of Hank the Angry Dwarf as his avatar, which is one of my favorite whack factors, if not the favorite. Senator Melendez, who are you? What made you famous? By Philippi69. Have the attorneys chopped out the good stuff yet on my book? And that's from Rod Stiffington. No, and they won't. They'll take out some shit when I talk about who Howard's banging when he got divorced. But no, they haven't taken anything out. And I will fight tooth and nail if they try to. Let's see. John F. Kensel. John, can I ask you anything? Did you ever meet Minnie Kiss? No. Did you ever send food back at a restaurant? Only if there was cheese or mayonnaise in it. Do you ever make crank phone calls? I did as a kid. But don't do it anymore. That would be childish. I'm almost done. Oh, that's one of my match dates. I pulled up her number. Should I call her? There's my book. And let's see. Ben Newtsorb. Did Jackie dislike Robin as much as it came across in the show? No, Jackie doesn't dislike anybody. He's a good guy. She's a good lady. Jackie doesn't dislike anybody. But no, he once told me that he saw Robin without her makeup, and it was startling. I think that might have been the exact word he used. Because, I mean, she puts on that cream, whatever, makeup to cover. I guess she's got freckles or whatever, but I don't know. I'd never seen that. But and any old Jackie Star is always fun to hear. You and him made the show worth listening to. Thanks, man. I love Jackie. I mean, he's going to get a little bashing in my book, I'll be honest, but I still love him. I'm actually doing an appearance with him in July. It's not even an appearance. They're paying me a grand just to hang out at some guy's party in Hidden Hills or something. John, this is one I wanted to get to. How much money does a Stern, this is from Ed Golfing Person, how much money does the staff at Stern make? It's so funny. At Golfing Person. How much money does the Stern staff? It's funny. I actually know some. I mean, I know Gary's going to be like, how the fuck did he know that, Wolf? Gary was making $800,000 a year. He got cut down to $600,000 a year when they made it 3 days a week. Now, Benji was making $100,000 a year, but he refused to ask for a raise. I said, go ask for a raise. He wouldn't, but I think that it might have been he finally had the balls to think he had some worthiness. That's the thing with Howard, like, he makes you feel unworthy and replaceable, so you're afraid to ask for more money, but Benji, I think, did, but at pretty, you know, I don't know, recently he was making $100,000 a year. I know JD was making $40,000. There was a fight to get him more money. I don't know how much they gave him, so I'd guess $60,000. Rock Smolder, I've already voted for you 6 times today, John, but the day is still young. Alright. You always get the truth from me. Come here, I'll talk about whatever. Alright. We're almost done here. I'll move on. Let's see. I've already... BowieCon, yeah. I already gave you numbers, so... You should just shut the fuck up, BowieCon. It's more than anyone else has given you. Alright. I'm just going through these. I'm sorry. I think that's about it. Let me see if this... No. There's no else. Alright, everybody. Oh, thank God. I could eat. I could drink. So we're about around 40 minutes. Thanks for listening. I know I was a little buzzed today, but that's how it goes. And I'll be back next week. I will be in New York for the John Gotti premiere. I will be there, so I'll probably be recording from my mom's house in North Massapequa, where I'll be eating plenty of pizza and plenty of bagels. And I'll be at the John Gotti premiere. I just bought a suit. And I'll be there. And then we'll be hanging out in New York probably next time I talk to you. Thanks for listening, everybody. And good gig, yeah.